If you give me that deal right now, maybe I'll take it.
Which deal?
A deal of I reach nirvana, and then 10 seconds later I am eaten by a lion.
Because what's 10 seconds?
I don't know.
10 seconds to who? If you're in nirvana, there's no time.
And if you're in nirvana, the hereafter is probably... If you reach here and then you're dead...
You go back to that checkpoint.
It's like, maybe
you know,
your checkpoint...
You're just, you got it.
Checkpoint.
That's true. But that there is truth to that. That you end up where... At the highest level that you reached
at
before.
The highest level of escape. Not
the highest
escape,
level of escape. Exactly.
So, I don't know if I wouldn't take that deal. If I'm brave enough to take that deal.
Yeah, but you need the species to survive long enough for the 0.00000001% of them to reach that place. Because, again, we can count them on fingers of one hand.
They're a handful. Maybe not, but yeah.
Maybe not,
relatively,
but...
Relatively, it's a handful.
But you know it's not most people. It's not even a... You know that it's not anybody you've encountered, even, right? With all
but
the people.
It must be. For the amount, for the struggle that it is... The reward must be worth it.
Yeah.
It must be worth it. And it's almost, how could nothing be better than something, right? Why is it very easy for the devil to fool you? Because it's very easy for the devil to convince you of what they're tempting you with is better than not. The donut,
the carrot,
is always more tempting than the broccoli or the carrot. It's always good.
No, I meant the dangling of the carrot, which was the prize here.
Sure.
But donut ruined it.
It's
yeah.
always when the devil tempts man, son of man, Jesus, however, whatever character you want to put on here between Satan and Adam, when the devil tempts, the devil is tempting you with what, at a glance, seems to be the better option.
The most
but
attractive
it never
to you.
Is. It's yeah. never the better. The option of any gate of hell, whether it's coming through gluttony or wrath or, need I say, lust and the temptation that comes from lust, but we can rest assured. And it's understanding this relationship that there is an element of fair share of enjoyment in this material world coming in the form of gluttony, in the form of lust, in the form of even sloth. There is a time and place, there is a fair share, but your job is to make sure that you are in control.
You don't become enslaved to it.
You don't become enslaved and give in to every single form of temptation. Every single time you are tempted to go for the donut, you go for it. This is a life of hell. This is a life where your master is your enemy.